Yesterday, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announced his bid to become the next president of the United States on the Democrat ticket for 2024. Why? Because big pharma, big media, big tech can't censor him if he's running for president. In fact, big media has to cover him. And imagine him in a debate on vaccines, or the truth about vaccines, or the damage caused to children. They can't censor him. He's now out in public. God didn't ask him to win. God's asking Robert F. Kennedy to fight, and fight he will. So this is huge. Of course, they came out and started smearing him right away, anti-vax. But is that all they got? Yeah, that is all they got. Because they've had a blanket censor, the real Anthony Fauci book, and it's still a bestseller, and people know about it. And what's great about this year is the real Anthony Fauci is turning into Haman. You know, Haman, you know, the gallows builder in the book of Esther, 17th book of the Bible. When the reversal, when the gallows builder were hung by their own gallows, I can see Fauci being ejected for his exit off Earth. I really can. And what's great is Fauci's turning the evil one, the know-nothing, not the know-it-all, the know-nothing, and Robert F. Kennedy is going to be proven right for his 18 years of dedicated service to protecting the children of the United States. Wow, he's taken massive financial hits, lost a lot of fake friends, but he's gained millions and millions of people who love him, love what he's doing, and I think this is great for America. I'm actually going to support Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and his platform, and I'm going to support Donald Trump as well. That is me. You know, it's not about politics anymore. It's about what those two men represent, and they represent freedom of America, right? So Bobby Kennedy isn't anti-vax. He's pro freedom of choice. He's pro informed consent. He's pro do no harm. He is pro true, true, real, natural healing. Sunshine, vitamin D, all the stuff that some of the doctors have gotten in trouble with the last couple of years, ivermectin, CD, you know, HCQ, all that stuff. Well, he's anti-Bill Gates. He's anti the real, you know, Anthony Fauci. He's anti-poisons that destroy the environment. He's always been doing that. He was 33 years in the River Keepers Organization, protecting the Hudson River from big corporation, big industry, big pollution, and all that. He helped keep the Hudson River cleaner than it's ever been since the 1960s. Remarkable. And he's anti-toxins, by the way, of any poisons that go into it. Children, adults, elderly, anybody. He's anti that. So if your vaccines are not clean, he's going to be anti-vax, I guess. That's just the way it rolls. In-house to discuss the coming zombie apocalypse of the mRNA platform being injected into meat, cattle, and chicken. Well, we got Dr. Tal Braun, returning expert guest out of New York, and we got Josh Reed, my co-host, as we all go into download, commence firing, fire at will, DEFCON 5, let's roll.
Modern-day Democratic Party has become unrecognizable to me and to so many others throughout this state and this country. The party wants to villainize anyone who has free thought, free judgment, has solutions, who wants to get to work to better our state, not just sit in a meeting and have a workshop after a workshop, but really work with individuals to get things done, because that's what real public servants do. If you don't do exactly what the Democrats want you to do, they will try to bully you. They will try to cast you aside.
Love her. She's got as much backbone as Carrie Lake. She is a South Carolina former Democrat representative, and now she switched over to Republican. Her name's Cotham. And what's interesting about Cotham is it now gives South Carolina a super majority, veto-proof majority against the Marxists in that state. So things are happening, people. Yes, people are waking up, and more domain experts, political people with will and backbone are stepping into the gap like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to stand up for something and win our country back, and I love it. And there is Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s announcement. No, I'm not in that picture, but I know a lot of people who are in it, and I love what he's doing. This is James Grunberg, your host for Unrestricted Truth, DEFCON 5, with my co-host Josh Reed on AmericanMediaPeriscope.com. You can find us on ampnews.us. This show is brought to you by our lead sponsor, Kirk Elliott, PhD, Private Advisors. Go to AMP Journal today, people. Go look at the Robert F. Kennedy Jr. article I wrote, right? Robert F. Kennedy Jr. stands tall in the next generation gap, the children being the next generation. He's always done that. I explained his entire history in 700 words. It's a great article. I took lots of photographs. Great stuff. You'll read his original Rolling Stone 2005 phenomenal article, 4,667 words on deadly immunity, exposing the CDC corruption that went all the way back to 2000 and a secret meeting they had in Norcross, Georgia. Just amazing. And of course, a year later, Salon Magazine and Rolling Stone did what? Oh, they redacted the entire article, and then Bobby had to go fight that. Bobby Kennedy did what? He also launched a World Mercury Project at the time, because at the time he was focused on thimerosal, aluminum, the heavy metals in vaccines. But he would learn through Dr. Andy Wakefield, many other doctors, Jerry Tempany, Dr. Judy Mikovits, and others. There's a lot of other insane synthetic crap in vaccines, and this is before COVID. So he did what? He said bye-bye to the Mercury Project. He then launched Children Health Defense. God bless him. That has really grown. Thank you to Anthony Fauci. Thank you to Donald Trump for exposing Anthony Fauci on the White House Task Force. And thanks to COVID, one of the silver linings is Children Health Defense has grown leaps and bounds. I got CHD TV, the Defender newsletter. They have exploded in size. And also, silver lining for American Media Periscope, because we had to fill the void. We had to step into the gap of what? Of all of the fake news by big media. We Patriots, alternate, we are coming together now to win this battle on truth, because there's nothing but lies and propaganda and censorship coming from the other side. Speaking of politics, let's go to Scotland, image two. This is a big deal. So Nicola Sturgeon, probably a World Economic Forum young leader, one of the first lady prime ministers, and Peter Morrell, her husband, they've been arrested. Their house is raided. Oh, they did some illegal funding. So I guess Scotland Yard is actually cracking down on political corruption. I can see this happening in the United States. I can see Macron being removed for the same thing. I can see Castro, Justin Trudeau being removed. I can see Joe Biden going down with the ship very fast, and everybody else. Hillary Clinton, too. If she's not already gone, she will be dealt with. They're all going down because we, the people of the world, have had enough of all of this nonsense. Let's bring in my co-host, Josh Reed. Josh?
James, epic times we live in, my friend. Epic times, huh?
Just amazing. We go from Trump arrest to Bobby Kennedy announcement. Same week. It is a holy week. I love the fact that these two gentlemen are fighting for truth.
I do as well, and it gives a new idea to the name Junior, doesn't it? It kind of makes you wonder and makes you think about all of that, because now, for what, the first time in I think about 3 decades, we have a Kennedy who is going to be running for president. And, you know, here's the thing. Kennedys are one of those major bloodlines in the United States. And so this proves the fact that we've talked about a long time, is that there's factions there at that top upper echelon that are fighting back. And so important to know. But listen, we have fights at home that we need to take care of. If you guys had saw Tom Rentz's post or seen him on any podcast this last week, he's talking about Missouri House Bill number 1169. Let's bring up this image right here. This is the informed consent bill. This is an incredibly important bill. Sponsored by Representative Holly Jones. And this bill needs to pass, because what this bill will allow the people of Missouri to know, as well as anybody who is at the end of buying livestock from Missouri, is what drugs and various types of medications are going into their livestock. Bring up the next image. This is Tom Rentz's post right here, over 4.5 million views. The lobbyists for the Cattlemen and Pork Associations in several states have confirmed they will be using mRNA vaccines in pigs and cows this month. So Missouri Bill HB 1169 is one of the only chances in Missouri to stop this, to provide informed consent for people to know the meat that they're buying potentially has mRNA vaccine in it. And Dr. Peter McCullough, Let's go to the next image. Is also coming out about this. HB 1169 Missouri would require disclosure of informed consent for any product, including food, that would produce impacts on the human body similar to gene therapy drugs. And go next to the next image, because this one's important. This is the actual the scientific study where they're talking about this. And the highlighted area here says these results indicated that bovine milk-derived exosome-based mRNA vaccine could serve as a new strategy for preventing SARS-CoV-2 infection. Meanwhile, it can work as a new oral delivery system for the mRNA. Now, this is interesting because cows are actually immune to coronavirus. Their colostrum, their breast milk, their milk for their calves, actually has natural antibodies that you can take to protect yourself against coronavirus. And so instead of injecting an mRNA vaccine into cows, why don't they just stop homogenizing our milk and allow us to actually drink real, natural, legitimate milk that protects our immune system? That would just be too simple, wouldn't it? But listen, guys, this is a massive attack on our freedoms, our rights, our liberties, and our body autonomy, okay? They know that you and I are not going to take the vaccine. They're tracking us. They're watching us. And what are they going to do? They're going to put it in our food system. This is more of an urge, more of a reason ever than before to go out there and start producing your own food. Go out there and make deals with the ranchers, with the butchers, and make sure that they're getting meats that are not contaminated by these bioweapons. Next image, check this one out. Insider paper right here. Medical codes introduced during the COVID-19 pandemic show that when people are unvaccinated or undervaccinated for COVID-19 are being used to track people. The top U.S. public health agency, the CDC, has confirmed, according to the Epoch Times. This is disastrous. This means that they are extending their right to spy on us through our own medical records, of which is a direct violation of HIPAA, by the way. Using information within your medical records or using information that is in your medical records that shows the antithesis of what they're looking for. So this is a massive intrusion into privacy. I've talked about Senate Bill 686, which is the Restrict Act, and how this is going to open the floodgates for what they did with Twitter files, claiming you, me, are Russian disinformation and going after us. They're about to hire 30,000 new IRS agents right before FedNow system and CBDCs roll in. Everything that they're doing right now is a implementation of the foundation for the new system of tyranny that they are beginning to implement for the monetary system and for the internet. Restrict Act is a complete takeover of the internet. This is a massive intrusion of your privacy, and this will allow them to target you specifically based upon the information, DMs, private text messages, or even the transactions that you make. Now you wonder, you see all this stuff happening, and you got to wonder why they did these various different distractions, like the distraction that Donald Trump. Well, I'm going to take you through some symbolism, because you got to remember, symbolism will be their downfall. And I call this the FAFO moment. And I can't say those words on this show, but FAFO, if you know what that acronym means, this is the FAFO movement that we're occurring right now. Humanity is at this precipice. Enough Americans are awake. They see what's going on. And it's just one straw away from breaking the camel's back. And look at the symbolism behind this. I want you to understand this. On Wednesday of last week, the grand jury said that they were breaking for 30 days before they came back and reconvened to make an indictment on Donald Trump. The next day, we see the indictment of Donald Trump on March 30th. And then just the other day, we have the arraignment of Donald Trump. Now, could the deep state have been trying to send Donald Trump a message? Bring up the next image. Indictment happened on the 42nd anniversary of Ronald Reagan's attempted assassination. The arraignment occurred on the 55th anniversary of the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. There are no coincidences. People, I believe that what we saw here was a message being sent out of desperation from the deep state. The deep state is panicking. They have no choice. They forced Bragg on that indictment. They knew he had nothing, but they told him that they would protect him. The deep state is crumbling. Donald Trump is destroying them simply by an American movement. And they now have threatened Donald Trump through symbolism with assassination. by putting the indictment on the 42nd anniversary attempt of the attempted assassination of Ronald Reagan and the arraignment on the 55th anniversary of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s assassination. That is a clear threat to Donald Trump that if he moves forward with his presidency, they're going to JFK him. Now, here's the thing, is it won't happen. It won't happen because they can't martyr him. They want to stop him from running by any and all means. We know that this is deriving from who? George Soros, right? And so historically in the past, George Soros has went out there and created revolutions, color revolutions in various different countries. Take a look at this video, and then I'll tell you what's going to be coming next here in the United States.
I set up the foundation in Ukraine in 1990, which was 2 years before the independence of Ukraine.
Where does George Soros figure in all this?
Unfortunately, everywhere. If we talked about some positive results from the activities of this gentleman, then we should have noted some success. But his activity is mainly focused on those countries where he took an active position with his various funds. We remember the countries in North Africa where the Arab Spring happened. Libya, Tunisia, and Egypt. We remember the Tulip Revolution in Kyrgyzstan. We remember the Rose Revolution in Georgia. We remember the Orange Revolution in 2004. And finally, the consequences of not only the Orange Revolution, but also the Revolution of Dignity of 2013 and 2014. This is also his activity. He did not stop. He continued to operate in 2015 and 2016.
Hillary Clinton comes in as Secretary of State, and at that point, she sets up a private email system. I think now it's pretty clear that part of what was going on is they were setting up the underpinnings that would set up the Maidan. She introduced a program called Civil Society 2.0.
And what we've done with Secretary Clinton's Civil Society 2.0 program is we've taken one of America's undeniable strengths, the strength of our technology and of our innovators, and we've put them to work in service of our diplomatic goals.
This is a way for the U.S. government to work directly with NGOs like International Renaissance, funded by George Soros. And while working with those NGOs, fund money to them, but also training, and the kind of training that would be used when the Maidan would start.
George Soros. And you know, listen, what they're trying to set up here in the United States of America is the reason they're dismantling and attacking the foundation of our social, our cultural, our institutional, our academic, our financial, and our political infrastructures is because they're getting ready for a catalyst event, which is going to allow that all to tumble down. And it's being funded by George Soros. We know he funds BLM, Antifa. BLM over the last few years have taken over $82 billion. Where's that money going? It's being funneled out to shell organizations, which are basically taking that money and putting it into political campaigns, as we see O'Keefe Media Group and others putting out there and exploiting that Act Blue, so forth, has been funding these organizations with embezzled and laundered money and basically lying and creating fictitious people to go ahead and donate that money, and people who have claimed that they didn't donate $200,000. They are going out there and creating massive public hysteria. And what we're going to see is events in the next 6 to 12 months that are going to produce social destabilization. I'm telling you, I have a feeling that they're planning some type of revolution in this country. They want a civil war. They want the right to stand up. They want the right to go out there, get their guns, and get angry. This is what they've been planning for a long time, because it's the only way that they can cover up their crimes and then take and centralize power once and for all. And that's a scary thought to think about. And we have to be incredibly smart, strategic, and methodical in our approach of how we look at the situation, because they have just now, with the symbolic warning to Donald Trump, that event alone would spark the revolution that they wanted. And this is why I say that we're in the FAFO movement. Our politicians no longer care for us. Politics is a racket these days. We have each state under attack with radical legislation being promulgated by George Soros, the changing of the UCC code and the definition of money. We have mRNA bioweapon vaccines being pumped into our food system. It's being pumped into your vegetables, your soil, everything you can think of. It's going to be in the marketplace as early as next month. We have our politicians trying to pass things like the Restrict Act, which limit your internet freedoms. They monitor every single bit of data and transactions that you do on the internet. This has nothing to do with China. America is under attack more so than ever. The deep state, though, knew that at this point in time, as more of the veil is unlifted, as we get closer to 2024 and Donald Trump gains more and more power, that they will become weaker and weaker. They have their backs against the wall. There is panic in DC. They are desperate to take these catalyst events and make them happen to get the straw that break the camel's back. We have to be smart and methodical. We have to stand up with our voices, with our power of our knowledge, and fight back against these tyrants and use the rule of law, the constitutionality of this country, to take our country back once and for all. And that's the truth in the matter. We do not succumb to their acts of violence or aggression or calls for revolution. We do not go to civil war to fight an enemy that is invisible and funding this terrible regime from behind the scenes. But instead, what we do is we fight here at the local level. We inform our children, educate our children, get knowledge and moral and ethical foundations back into our household. That builds the community. Once we have a strong community established, now that goes ahead and makes a strong state. Once we have the strong state established, now we can take back the federal government because we have a strong communal organization within the states of conservatism that is reinforced by a moral and ethical base. And we can bring about the various different protocols in this country to make sure that this stuff never happens again.
Very good, Josh. Let's bring on Dr. Talbron. Dr. Talbron, U.S. National Counterterrorism EMS Advisor and Trainer, Chief Scientist, Counterterrorism Division, Biochem Engineering, Executive Director of Violence Prevention Agency. Tal, great to have you on. What are your thoughts about our opening?
I love being on the show because it gives me an opportunity to really sit and digest things in a different way. Your perspectives are always right on the money, both you and Josh. And in this case, I don't even know where to start in terms of so many reactions to everything that was just said. I think that this awful thing about being right about awful things is that you think that like winning the lottery or having your money on the right horse would bring you joy. The problem with being able to use predictive intelligence to see where we're going in the future is that it's not joyful to see the bad outcomes that you know are preventable. And I really like the way that Josh said you have to use your voice, because I've been really encouraging that the strongest lately. I have a young son, and it was very interesting for me to see how much longer it takes to learn the word yes versus no. And so there's a part to this that we as adults, we need to start becoming like 2-year-olds and throwing tantrums that basically allow us to say enough, allow us to use one of the shortest words in the English language and a universal word that comes with even the gesture of shaking your head and throwing a tantrum of just saying enough. It's also really interesting to see how fast things are moving. And, we're sitting on a day where BlackRock has just been taken over one of the offices in France. And it's once again, it's really interesting to see that people have caught on. When we talk about when Josh said that the deep state is worried, I think what they're worried about is the heavy-handedness of Mr. Burns from The Simpsons, aka Larry Fink from BlackRock, forcing them to do all kinds of awful things as the executioner. They have to go out and they have to execute people and execute policy and make our world disaster ridden on behalf of somebody else. There's a part to me that some days when I get my compassion really in line, I feel bad for some of the human beings that are at this stage hostages Most of our politicians, I don't even look at them as free human beings anymore. They are absolutely hostages to an awful situation where they have to do awful things to people on behalf of others. But like any other hostage situation, there are always the possibility of a rescuer rescuing the situation or the hostages getting out for themselves. And so I remain optimistic that one of those two things could happen. Josh mentioned mRNA in food. And I think the real issue here for me around this concept is that the technology is being given all kinds of credit for things that it can and can't do. But what really should upset people around using chemicals in this unsafe way is that they can't make the claim that this is an effective way or an efficient way of doing business or doing what they were claiming they were able to do in terms of creating better health or having a quote-unquote vaccine that can stop transmission. What they're really just doing is clearing out a line item in their manufacturing process. They are forcing, whether it's cattle or a pear or an apple or me as a human being, they want to force us to make their product and charge us to make their product with our ingredients and our energy. That in itself is the highest form of exploitation. People should react in the same way to that absurd concept that you are being charged to make your own product. This is the equivalent of not only IKEA providing you furniture and instructions that look really simple on paper to put it together, but then when you try it, it's more complicated. This is even more complicated than that because they're not even providing you the tools nor the ingredients to make their product. They are literally just providing you the manual, and then they're telling your body or a cow's body or a pig's body to go out and make these awful toxins from within that have absolutely, in this case, there should be nobody that can claim anymore with the amount of data that this is an effective way of creating anything in the body. We are not here to mess up biological systems that have taken millions and millions of years to evolve in any way that they can call directive evolution. They are simply not smart enough to get the job done in a useful way.
I think that's great news. I like the way you explained that. We're going to take our first commercial break. We're going to come right back with Dr. Tal Braun and Josh. We're going to talk about what? We're talking about zombie in the military and the CDC zombie preparedness a little bit. Yeah, it relates to an mRNA platform being injected into cattle and everything else. We're also going to talk about Stockholm Syndrome. So I think the people that are asleep are kind of like, who've been over-vaccinated, well, they're kind of waiting for government to come protect them. Not going to happen, people. You need to wake up. We'll take our first commercial break and come right back with our guests.
The world is about to shift. Banks are going cashless globally with the emergence of central bank digital currency, which will bring with it programmable money and the ability to turn on or off your purchasing power based on your digital social profile. It's like the equivalent of spyware in your bank account. You need to get out of the system with the world's safest and most private assets, silver and gold. Call Kirk Elliott, PhD, 720-605-3900.
RateLock is an innovative new feature that allows you to lock in your rate of return at any time during the year to lock in these volatile upswings of the market. And unlike CDs and money market accounts, they accumulate tax deferred and can participate in the upside of market indexes. And they're probate free and they can provide income that you can't outlive. Let a company you can trust help you select a RateLock annuity that's right for you. Call the Cleveland Insurance Group at 844-USA-2024. That's the Cleveland Insurance Group at 844-USA-2024. The Cleveland Insurance Group, 844-USA-2024.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in facts, and prevent people from being misled. Subscribe today to our digital edition at theepochtimes.com and join the Americans who are seeking truth and tradition. We'd love to have you on board.
Hydrogen is used by health professionals as a powerful antioxidant and the number one tool to fight inflammation. Studies show therapeutic potential in cancer and essentially every organ and system in the body. Visit holyhydrogen.com to see the latest technology that elevates your immune system and fights inflammation. Search their research library to see if hydrogen has a track record for helping a health concern you're dealing with. make sure to use your special American Media Periscope code, AMP, for $100 off your order.
Tie those sheets together. All right, you know what kind of knot you're going to use? That's not so you'll fall down. Clock it. Lay it. Anybody have anything to add?
That was 2011. So the CDC has been involved with the military in zombie apocalypse predictive programming. 2018, let's go to image four, if you got it. Zombie poster, and let's go to the next image. That's 2019. Oh, there we go, graphic novel. All before COVID. So they're preparing us for a zombie pandemic, zombie preparedness. Tao first, and Josh, what the heck's going on? Why are they saying the human race is going to become zombies? Is that because of the COVID jab and the pineal gland, or is it something else with 5G? I don't know, but weigh in.
It's already happened. It's a really gruesome way to help. It's unfortunate that with long haulers, and now the list of long haulers is growing shorter because the recovery time to get over the exposure to this chemical and biological weapon is different from having it put into a lipid nanoparticle, a highly charged cationic lipid nanoparticle into the human body, moving through every organ. With purposeful ways to escape the human immune system. And so the zombie apocalypse is already happening. It's called vaccine injury. It's already happening to these folks that are calling themselves, for the most part, long haulers. So the interesting thing about any form of training is that there's an appropriateness to take training and make it symbolic. Especially we do this for children, getting a child out of a school. If you want to teach them to centipede out, you don't have to traumatize a child by telling them that maybe one day this is for someone coming in trying to kill them, but you can create a game. So in a similar way, these type of things are used because telling the people the truth would be too scary for them to even take in any of the training. And they would ask questions like, why are we even talking about this in a zombie way? There are two main things that are comparable right now to this zombie apocalypse that's already present. One of which is, as we move through time and space with this event called the pandemic, I become more and more convinced in my own research that what we're seeing is we are seeing adverse reactions, we are seeing death from this, but in my opinion, it's becoming clearer to me each day that what we're seeing is the first layer of a very purposeful attack with a tranquilizer. I've spoken about the monoamine disruption. I spoke about monoamine neurotransmitters being downregulated. But lately, what I've been looking at is the molecular biology that compares this to low-grade tranquilizers, things that don't necessarily make you sleepy, but they control your behavior. Drugs like Haldol, used in a psychiatric ward, would be the equivalent. You can't have people sleeping away in their beds all day, but you have to be able to control a disruptive population. And in some way, this is like spraying over a population with human beings. And we're all in some form zombified at the moment. We are not ourselves. We're not reacting in the same way. Our behavior is sluggish for the amount of threat that we're under. We are the proverbial deer in headlights, and that it's everywhere because the spike protein is now ubiquitous. So we're constantly having to fight that effect of zombification. But the other one is that the biology of somebody that is vaccine injured is essentially, I've for the longest time compared it to an envenomation. Then I try to understand what biology is an envenomation trying to mimic. Biology can only switch on things that exist in nature. And so what is it switching on in the human body? What process is already there as an adaptive solution to the world that venom would then exploit? What is it replicating? And what it's replicating is hibernation. It is putting the body into a form of living while not living, suspended animation. I truly believe that some of the work that they're collecting and data on is probably going off to Space Force, because this technology one day will be stolen in terms of being able to put people into these catatonic states for transport. for things like space travel. But the living hell that people are going through right now is that their bodies are absolutely being turned by this venom lectin-based glycoprotein nanoparticle protected structure that is a kill switch. It is a slow death, because the other awful thing that venom is used for is to put a body into a zombie state to lay eggs in. So in this case, that replication of that spike protein is replicating, whether it's seeds or whether it's eggs, it's replicating parasitic-like behavior as it replicates in the human body, in a body that is switched off in a hibernation process, making it incredibly difficult to fight off and throwing off some of the natural solutions that take care of toxins, things like going outside and getting sun. So if you think about all the things that we've got in history that point to us, including the Passover Seder is a template for all the nutrients, including the resveratrol from red wine, to counter high levels of oxidative stress. The same thing could be told, how do you fight zombies? Why is garlic important for vampires, for example? Garlic can actually be used as a predatory force field that stops. There's great videos on YouTube where snakes can be kept at bay in the corner of a room and not attack rodents by simple putting out garlic cloves. So we actually need to take hints. If they're going to put out pandemic-like manuals of saying that we're in a zombie apocalypse, think about all the things that we're going to need to counteract living human beings that have essentially lost their souls.
Wow, that's really, really excellent. Josh, go ahead.
Well, you know, James, a gentleman I know by the name of Michael Tesarian said it best, that fear is the leash that is around a million necks. And that is what's being propagated right now. And I have no doubt in my mind that they will continue to push this agenda onto the American people. And we just saw, I mean, the CDC just warned 2 days ago that there's a Marburg outbreak in Africa and people should be concerned. We know that there's another plandemic coming at some point. They're getting everybody prepared for this digital slave system. And who knows if this is going to be brought on by a virus, if this is going to be brought on by another bioweapon that's going to be integrated into society through our food, through our water or whatnot, by forced injections. Either way is they want humanity poor, sick, hungry, homeless, penniless, and on the street begging their government for anything. And that will be the total enslavement of humanity at that point.
I agree. Let's talk about Stockholm syndrome, because I understand mass formation psychosis, but it's just starting to feel like Stockholm syndrome, where half of our population, you know, just ballpark number, they think somehow that, the government's protected, they gave us vaccines. Oh, they're coming to save us. They're not coming to save us. So, Tal, psychosis, Stockholm syndrome, are we kind of like in this now?
We are, but we're not in the final stage, because what people know about Stockholm syndrome from the work, especially highlighting what happened to Patty Hearst, where the term comes from, where you can, you know, quote unquote, be kidnapped by perpetrators and then you land up siding with them. You can call that stage one of Stockholm syndrome. Stockholm syndrome stage two is actually becoming where you turn against those that are trying to help you. So if you think about where you see this often, it's with intervention work with addicts. You see this often at times where there is a pushback, where if the person has bonded with the system for whatever reason, then the rescuers become the evildoers. And that's really, really problematic, because that's kind of where we're heading towards now. I think that lately I've been finding, especially within our movement of people that are trying to do the best work of alleviating suffering, the level of abuse that all of us is taking is reaching new heights. You saw Bobby Kennedy come out and immediately you have high level people use the most sort of disturbing words straight off the bat to describe another human being with absolutely no consequences. So I think in that way, you can see that they will get us to turn on the rescuers. Stockholm Syndrome went as far as having people that were writing letters to those to the hostage takers afterwards and being romantic. And basically, the just like has happened in this pandemic, the true heroes of the pandemic have been vilified, and the people that have the pseudo heroes are still getting accolades. They're still getting prizes. Eco Health Alliance still getting another grant. And so Stockholm Syndrome, for people that want to go and research it, it is a really good model to see how protective we have to be to this sort of level of psychological play. One last thing I want to add to it is that it's becoming important to trace the money, but not just to the pandemic anymore, because we sort of threw the stage, at least on this planned pandemic, we threw the stage of the bodily harm being done in this way. But what comes next is the crisis that always gets milked. So you have to trace back some of this zombification and some of the Stockholm Syndrome to the people that are now making money from selling people amputees, prosthetics because they lost limbs because the wrong medical intervention was given to them. Organ transplant money is through the roof at the moment by some of the perpetrators of this pandemic. They will use this in a way that, if, as I described before, with a process of being a zombie, they have made now the heroes that are now stepping in to solve the problem that they created are the new cult heroes of this particular cult. And we need to watch out for it, and we need to warn people that that's going to happen.
Thank you very much. We're going to take our last commercial break. We're coming back with Dr. Tom Braun and Josh Reed. We're going to talk about, the mRNA meat again, because it's over in Australia, and apparently hydrogels producing through the meat, supposedly, some of these weird synthetic structures clotting the blood. And we're talking about the blood supply. Is it contaminated? We'll be right back with Dr. Tom Braun, Josh Reed. We're from our sponsor.
At Nature Reigns, we're dedicated to a holistic way of living that improves your quality of life from one day to the next. It all begins with a new technology called the Quantum Cellular Scan. We will remotely map the inside of your body from organs and vital signs, frequencies and tones, and find the results that will help identify what your body needs. We then tailor a health plan that fits you specifically. Welcome to a world of natural health. Welcome to Nature Reigns. Did you know that there is a community of human beings that live to be well over 100 years old? The Hunza people live to be anywhere between 120 to 140 years old. Their secret? Vitamin B17. At Richardson Nutrition Center, we have developed a product line to easily incorporate B17 back into your diet. Use your special American Media Periscope code AMP888 to receive 15% off your first order at rncstore.com.
Banks are supposed to be the safest placeholders for cash in the world, but in 2022, that changed. The Federal Reserve pulled out $2.5 trillion of liquidity out of the banks, and the Fed also changed the requirements so banks don't need to keep any funds on hand. This means banks are starved for liquidity and have now become very dangerous places to hold your assets. Get out of the system with the world's safest and most private assets, silver and gold. Call Kirk Elliott, Ph.D. at 720-605-3900. Here's what you missed at the last Ask the Expert.
Banking assets are not safe, and what you do not want to be is a digital slave in their digital system. And the best way to control a person is to control what they spend their money on.
You ask the questions. You participate. Next time, interact with Siobhan Ayala. Ask the Expert, every Thursday night at 8:30, only on AMP Insider.
Welcome to a new era of connecting patriots, AMP Insider.
Genocide Jab by John Michael Chambers is now an Amazon number one bestseller. If you've not yet read this critically important book that exposes uncomfortable truths, you should get your copy now. Or bundle with The World Awakens Volume 1 and 2 and get a 20% discount at ampnews.us.
Let's go to image 3. So analysts of meat, liver, blood from Australia by Dr. David Nixon confirming hydrogel structures. So apparently the mRNA platform is doing something to meat, I guess, meat being the host, even though meat would be technically dead at that point. What are your thoughts, Dr. Braun, about this potential possibility, I guess?
Well, I'm going to be brief because I also want to make sure that I hear. I love Josh's level of science around these topics is always amazing to me. But I want to say, you know, I'm going to break this down in terms of they are going to keep finding really weird stuff that happens in the human body, because when you add this level, this type of venom-based toxin, you don't actually even need the it's working in a form where, I guess I'll just put it in the most crass way possible, that you could get somebody to turn up their nose, you know, if you tell someone they farted in a room versus actually hearing or smelling the fart. There's certain things that the body will react to based on evolution, and venom is one of it. So even coming into resonance of venom is going to make the body do all kinds of stuff. What fascinates me about this technology and where it came from and how they've been using it is that they are playing around with essentially molecules that either destroy life or create life or speed it up. So things like cobra venom factor will make hydrogel-like creatures. It will speed things up. You know, this the type of stem cells that these things transfect, and the reason that they can get into it is it's all very, very primitive biology. And so it doesn't surprise me that people will keep finding sort of these weird artifacts and weird happenings. I just think that we're nowhere near knowing conclusively, unfortunately, enough, because the people that have made this, the people that experiment with it, the people that use this and it's their bread and butter, they are not giving up. They are not letting us know what's happening, because this is how they make their money. So whether they stuck behind a non-disclosure agreement, or they are, you know, financially bound to it, or they have bought into a system that they wholeheartedly believe at, unfortunately, we are left doing the best detective work we can do with a lot of unanswered questions. Josh, what do you think?
I think that we're entering a new era of humanity to where the weaponization of biology, of chemicals, of food is coming into play. And you got to understand, we all have to understand that one of the main components of this isn't the political machine. It isn't the bankers. It's the pharmaceutical companies. It's the pharmacia. It is the old apothecaries that are pushing out this agenda. And yes, this is for a mechanism of control, but this is also for a mechanism of setting the stage for their next acts of what are about to come. And so when we see hydrogel technologies being utilized for the delivery of these mRNA bioweapons, when we start seeing the chemical castration of our children, when we start seeing various different chemicals and hormones and these other types of peptides added to the food system to manipulate the internal bodily works of a human being, what we are seeing is the predicate being set for the future of the pharmaceutical industry, to where it's going to go into designer genetics, to where it's going to go into designing new different types of genetic therapies, gene therapies, to cure the illnesses and the diseases that they have perpetuated on mankind for the last three decades. Because now, with all this technology that's come out in the mRNA vaccines that's gone into 1.3 plus billion people worldwide, their lifespans are going to be decreased 25 to 35 years, according to a new study, which means that these people are going to want to extend their lives. It means they're going to spend billions of dollars to make sure that that happens, and getting these new gene therapies to undo what the pharmaceutical companies have secretly and intentionally did for the last 3 to 5 decades. So we just had out of China this report of Tarragrads, the water panda's DNA being utilized into human embryonic cells to produce X-ray or radiation resistance. I mean, that's great for space travel. That's great for super soldiers. But what's next? What are the next things that they're going to do? How could they utilize that same technology where all they have to do is make it orally inputted, put it into your food? How are they going to transform the next generation of human beings to monetize the future of their corporations? That's the question I have.
Well, I'm going to add something that always is the hint in terms of where people are spending their money. So I watched during the pandemic more and more money being funded towards organ transplant work, growing organs, organoids, knowing that they know how many people this is going to maim. It's not just about killing, as we've said before. So you have to follow. But there's another interest. People are saying that this is going to affect the supply and that the mRNA technology is something that they want to stay away from, and it will drive up prices of non-mRNA beef and other animals. But I think that the sinister plot over here, like they've done with the senicide of literally killing off the elderly, is they have no problem killing off billions of animals and replacing it. And you can trace the money here as well. And even to the point of the recent scandal with Bud Light, they are buying up breweries because the process of making fake meats is no different than making beers. You're making broth and you need vats and you need the scale and you need the distribution channels that the beer companies have got. Bill Gates just bought a major stake in brewery in terms of the fact that they are switching over into growing these fake meats. And I want to gross people out because this stuff is gross because they use fancy words. So there's another way of describing a hydrogel that is biologically resistant to get mRNA and DNA across membranes and intact, and that's seminal fluid. So what they're ultimately trying to do, and what I find really despicable about their God, they're playing their role of thinking that they can play God, is that ultimately everything they're doing is just a weak, dangerous imitation or replication that things that already exist. And then of course it should gross us out when we do gross biology with substances. And in their own words, I've listened to multiple depositions and inquiries where they are literally they'll say they don't quite understand the technology. Well, of course they don't. They're playing around with the primordial soup of reality, and they're playing around with the most basic structures that have created procreation on this beautiful planet, and they think they get to manipulate it. And that in itself lets you know that whenever you manipulate life, you have the consequence of death. And that's ultimately their end goal, and they couldn't care about it.
Yeah, no question. So speaking of organ harvesting, Tao, what about the blood supply? You know, there's been a meme out there that, I'm unvaccinated, I'm a pure blood. You know, I got the, the unvaccinated sperm is the new Bitcoin. The kind of all this humor that's out there in social media. But what's the reality? Are they, the globalists, concerned about contaminated blood from spike proteins, the vaccinated and everything else? Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's legitimate concerns, and then I think there's also a lot of unknowns. And I like to find my work somewhere in between. The speculation is really important. It is predictive intelligence. You have to speculate. I speculate every time I get to an intersection that most people are going to behave themselves. And I pay more attention if I see a car swerving all over the road and that person looks intoxicated, they may not obey a red light. So speculation is really important. But making assumptions without data is also problematic. So somewhere in the middle lies the answer. There is a current problem with organs and with blood. And the way that we also know this is that they won't put out the research yet around what the vaccines are doing. But anything that comes out where they're calling it COVID or they're calling it the spike protein of SARS-CoV-2, that research is 100% applicable to anything vaccine related. And the latest research I just read is that the neurological findings is that spike protein is not only making it into organs, but it's making it into bone. It is, they found spike protein involvement in skulls of people that had major spike protein exposure in their body, which means it's penetrating into the deepest cells. That highlights for me that one of the issues here when it comes to transplants, when it comes to blood, is that this stuff is binding to all kinds of stuff. And I just don't know that they have the processes in place yet to neutralize those toxins before they get put in. If it was me and if I was up for surgery, I would do everything possible to arrange for my own blood to be used or somebody else's blood that I trusted. However, we have to be real that this, we've dealt with chemical warfare from the history of time, and I don't want to be an alarmist. You can cope with this stuff. I also want to remind the unvaccinated that most people, before they decided to go and get vaccinated had very, very low risk, genetic profile risk to being allergic, because that's what this is, allergic to this particular glycoprotein. They were either allergic to it and they weren't. So even if they come into contact with it in multiple forms, they just don't have to be living with a fear. I completely agree with Josh that at every moment we should be realistic with the threat. Otherwise, everything can become threatening, and that in itself gets them to their goal.
Josh, go ahead.
Yeah, and you know, James, you mentioned organ harvesting, and I mean, just look what's happening in this world right now. They are setting the precedent for the market for organ harvesting, for growing organs. They know how much damage they have inflicted. They know how this damage is going to be extended over the next 10 to 20 years, and they know the profitability of that market. And that's why they are doing what they're doing. They have no care whatsoever for human life. They know that they're going to decrease the population, which suits their needs. And what we really need to do is we need to organize levels of protest against these pharmaceutical companies. We need to get rid of these pharmaceutical companies. We need to get them to become nonprofits, not for profits. When you take the level of profit out of government and you take it out of pharmaceuticals, watch what happens to this world. This world would completely change overnight because those things become no longer beneficial to those people in control of it, unless they're driven strictly by power. Now, I do believe a lot of them are. But I think that in the next 5 to 10 years, we're going to see the repercussions of this vaccine, of the spike protein, of the venomization of humanity. And it's going to be a very, very scary sight. But the thing that we have to protect the most is our health, the unvaccinated. We got to stick behind them. We got to make sure that our food, our soil, our air, and our water stays clean and away from these various different types of drug therapies that they're trying to introduce into our food supply.
Very good. All right, Tal, I'm going to give you a theoretical. There is a lot of talk about the new AI system out there. We've had Musk. We've now had Steve Wozniak from Apple's coming out and say, hey, we got to take a 6-month pause. And then people are like, well, we need to come with an international agreement like we did with the nuclear treaty, in that countries have got to, like, you know, if there's any rogue AI system out there, that the country's got to come together and be willing to use, you know, weapons to go blow up that particular cloud system. Should we come to society, once we learn all the truth about this pharma weapons, should we be on that, where if they're doing it offshore, gain of function, should we be thinking about blowing up some of these biolabs overseas? What are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, you can't even ask me that kind of question, because then whatever you come out of your mouth, I went from a guy who was a trusted keynote speaker, doing multiple days of training with law enforcement, public health, emergency management. I mean, I've had clients, I've had big clients, like Twitter was a client of mine. You know, I was a trusted source. And now, I mean, I've got to choose my words carefully, because if I say yes, I can literally be charged with domestic terrorism and threats. And if I say no, it's going to sound like I'm not concerned, right? No, I know you weren't, but I think that that's ultimately the problem with all of us, in that how do we react and how do we keep our sanity and how do we stay legal and how do we not get caught, right? If you have a look at what happened with J6, how do we not get caught by those people within the system that want you to mess up? And I think that that becomes what Josh was saying. It really is about protecting and staying local. Security always has perimeters. It is always a circle. And the bigger you can expand that circle, the safer you are. But the reverse applies too. Just like the nucleus of the cells is built to protect itself from this crap that they're putting into us, we can protect ourselves. Stay local, buy local, you know, make deals to get local food, grow food, like Josh was saying. That is what we can do right now. I think it was Einstein that said, you know, he doesn't know how World War III was going to be fought, but World War IV was going to be fought with sticks and stones, but it's also going to be fed locally. That much I can tell you. The woes that will survive will know that they either know how to farm or they know a good farmer.
Dr. Tal Brown, thank you very much for your time. Josh Reed, same thing. I'll see Josh next week. Tal, we'll see you in May. Fascinating conversation. I'll rephrase it next time. What's a bigger threat, AI or pharmaceutical companies? It'd be a neck and neck race, right? I mean, that's just my opinion. Tomorrow, I got a very special guest on. You'll want to stick around and watch that. We're going to dive into Trump, Kennedy, the vaccines, everything. Everyone have a great night. I will see you tomorrow. Dr. Tao and Josh, have a happy Easter and happy holidays, everyone. See you tomorrow night.
Is about to shift. Banks are going cashless globally with the emergence of central bank digital currency, which will bring with it programmable money and the ability to turn on or off your purchasing power based on your digital social profile. It's like the equivalent of spyware in your bank account. You need to get out of the system with the world's safest and most private assets, silver and gold. Call Kirk Elliott, PhD, 720-605-3900.